Well, let's get the entertainment news. Hey, I saw In the Heights last night on HBO Max.
And?
You know what? I normally really have a hard time with musicals because I'm watching a scene and then all of a sudden somebody will break into song saying, I have to tie my shoe now and then go outside. And it takes me right out of the story. But I think because the story was so strong and the actors so great, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the music embellishes the story.
Yep.
You know, it adds on to it. It doesn't distract in any way from what I think is a really relatable story. I mean, there's, you know, there has wound up being controversy about this movie. Because some Latino groups don't feel like they were properly represented in the groups, Afro-Latino groups, dark-skinned Latino groups who say that they are the majority of the inhabitants of Washington Heights, where this movie is set in the New York area. But, you know, and Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote this story 20 years ago, said that he was just trying to make it a representation of everybody who lives in the
area. Yeah, I think he did.
And I think, I mean, it's not only that, but, you know, to me, I'm not Latino, but I felt like this movie really is about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's about everybody's culture who's trying to, you know, make a better way for themselves, make a better life for themselves, mm-hmm. and their kids, like your parents did, like my parents did, like, you know, all parents are doing. They want lives better for their children and grandchildren. That's really what this movie is about. And Rita Moreno, who I did a Zoom call with last week, we talked about her new documentary. That's called Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Trying to Make It on Her Own, that opens on Friday. Talked about the movie. We talked about, you know, important subjects like her dating Elvis Presley and Marlon Brando.
What did she say about Elvis?
Can you imagine that? She said he wasn't that good of a kisser, number one. I love that, you know, now that everybody's dead, you can say whatever you want to. And she really has never been one to mince words about anybody anyway. But she said the only reason that she went out with Elvis was to make Marlon Brando jealous. that she had been dating Marlon Brando. This is just after she won her Academy Award for West Side Story. And Marlon Brando's at his peak, and Elvis is at his peak. They're all. But Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's famous manager, calls her and said, Elvis saw you in the commissary and would like to know if you would like to meet him. That's how she did the accent when she told me the story. And she said that she didn't really especially want to, but she did because Marlon Brando had been seeing other women while he was seeing her. And she wanted to make him jealous. So,
yeah, I love it.
So she went out with Elvis Presley. And when Brando found out, apparently he was throwing furniture and went completely nuts about the whole thing. That was my incisive interview with her. She was on Stephen Colbert last night and talked about this controversy about In the Heights, this Afro-Latino controversy. And, you know, she said, you're complaining about the wrong person. Lin-Manuel Miranda has done more for Latinness than anybody else, and, you know, is trying to make it, you know, trying to bring it to the forefront so everybody can understand it. And, you know, her quote was, sometimes you just can't please everybody. You just can't do anything right.
You know what? And I'm with you on this, Dean. I thought the movie was really the story of America, a nation of immigrants.
Yeah.
And, of course, my wife loved it. Being Cuban, you've got one of the central characters, Cuban. But Marianne said also that, and she's very sensitive, I think, to issues like that, and all Latinos and Hispanics being lumped into one group when there's so much difference between them. But, you know, she felt also that they did a really great job of inclusion, not exclusion,
in
this movie.
Rita Moreno said last night, you know, that she's Puerto Rican. She grew up very in poverty in Puerto Rico before she came to America and now is an EGOT winner, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony winner, one of the very few to win all four of the major awards. But she says that there is a rainbow of different Puerto Rican people.
Well,
there are rainbows of all different kinds of people. And what Lin-Manuel Miranda was trying to do was represent everybody. And Lin has been, you know, sort of apologizing for not getting it right. But, you know, I sort of agree with her that, you know, sometimes you just can't do, you know, you do something and somebody's going to find fault with it no matter what you do.
Well,
so,
especially in the social media era, right? Tell us about Andrew Lloyd Webber and what's going on with him now.
This is a producer who is dedicated to his craft so much so that he says he's willing to go to jail if they don't reopen the theaters in London. He owns many theaters in London. They've been closed, obviously, for the pandemic, and they were supposed to open the other day. He's got a show, Cinderella, which was scheduled to open in previews on the 25th of June and then premiere in July. Britain was going to lift its COVID-19 restrictions this past Monday, but now they have delayed it by 4 weeks. And Andrew Lloyd Webber says the theaters are safe. The theaters are not where outbreaks are happening. And he said, we are going to open these theaters come hell or high water. And he dares the authorities to arrest him if you know, they don't like it. So apparently they're in talks with the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, about making an exception and getting these theaters open. He said, you know, we're willing to do whatever we can to be helpful, but if the government will not allow the theaters to be open, he's going to open his theaters and accept the consequences, whatever they are.
I guess if you're Andrew Lloyd Webber, you can do that.
Right.
Dean, what is the new Oprah book club selection?
Yeah, she just announced it yesterday. It's from a book that is written by a 29-year-old author, very first book for this young man, which is the story of a couple of brothers who happened to have been slaves in the days following the literally the days following the Emancipation Proclamation. The book is called The Sweetness of Water, and Oprah calls it a Juneteenth celebration. And Oprah says that she's never, you know, heard, you know, there have been many stories about slavery and the days of slavery and the days following slavery, but she's never read such a personalized story. It's a fiction novel before, like this one. Sweetness of Water came out yesterday. It's already on Amazon's bestseller list. It's got the Oprah magic touch.
Of course it does. What's Trevor Noah going to be doing this summer?
Nothing.
Sounds good.
That doesn't sound terrible.
No.
While most of the talk shows are going back to their live studio audiences and kind of double downing right now, Trevor Noah has been, you know, he's been doing his show from his apartment in Manhattan since the pandemic began, and announced that starting to, right after his show tomorrow, he's going to take the summer off. He's going to relax for a little while. He's going to go on a stand-up comedy tour. And then in September, they'll bring The Daily Show back with what Comedy Central is calling a brand new look and feel. So they're going to do a little bit of an overhaul. They're not saying what that might be. That Trevor Noah stand-up tour, by the way, it's going to be coming to the United Center. Nothing like the intimate surroundings of the United Center for...
Wow, can he sell that many tickets?
Apparently, they're going to, you know, a lot of times what they do when they do comedy at the United Center, the stage is on one end of the theater, and then they open up the rest of it as needed for seats. So
I see.
They all kind of clump over either to the left or to the right-hand side of it. But tickets for that are going to go on sale on Friday.
Well, maybe everybody will be safely socially distanced. I'm curious about this Beauty and the Beast prequel. Do you think this is going to be any good?
I do think it's going to be good. I love that they're doing a story that's not going to be focused on either the Beauty or the Beast. The story is going to be focused on the villain Gaston and his sidekick Le Fou, who in the last live action version was played by Luke Evans and Josh Gad, and they were very, very good. They were both scene stealers. So I can see why they decided to focus something particularly on them. Going to be talking about their backstory, how that came to be. We're going to learn a little bit about the spell that was placed on the prince that turned him into the beast. So it's going to be an interesting take on this whole thing. So this would make the, I guess we had the animated version first, the live action version. This would be the third Beauty and the Beast movie that will start production in the spring. And they are not saying when it's going to be coming out. And maybe will only be coming out on Disney Plus, as they've been doing a lot of that new Disney Pixar movie, like Luca, which comes out this week. Normally a Pixar movie would, you know, be a blockbuster in theaters, but they've decided to take that to a Disney Plus as well. So that's becoming the place to go for family movies.
And finally, there is certainly nothing wrong with the new Weber Smokefire Pellet Grill, but if the cook is Dean Richards, all bets are off.
Not yet. Not yet. Here's all I can say is me behind the grill. The grill can go up to 600 degrees. So we'll
and
see.
And so can you.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We have notified local fire officials. It's this really cool new grill. I've already experimented with it a little bit. It's called the Smokefire Pellet Grill. And it's a grill that you do traditional grilling and searing. That's where the 600 degrees comes in handy. So you can put a steak on there and get a really nice crust on it, and then slow down the fire to, you know, make sure that it's done to your perfection. But also, it goes as low as 200 degrees, so you can put a pork shoulder on there or pork butt, like we're also doing this morning. We've been doing it for about 12 hours now to make some pulled pork. And the cool part is this grill has these probes that you insert the probe, say, into the pork shoulder, and you set it, you know, you want it to go 200 degrees. It tells you on your phone, you Bluetooth with the grill, and it tells you on your phone when it achieves that temperature, when it's done, when to turn it. It's got sort of like a built-in computer to this whole thing.
Well, I hope it'll tell
Bluetooth.
You when you have a nice crust on you, we'll be watching on WGN TV.
Where is the fire extinguisher feature on this grill?
Good luck, and maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you later.